This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Matthew Solomonson argues that social justice is injustice. His op-ed attempts to explain why we see so many young people supporting the terrorist actions of Hamas. They have been taught in school an inverted view of justice. He reminds us that when federal judges take the oath of office, they say, "I will administer justice without respect to persons and do equal right to the poor and to the rich." This is a biblical principle that is part of our Judeo-Christian heritage. Justice isn't about power. The person with great power could be a good or bad person depending on their actions. Likewise, a person with little power could also be good or bad depending on the circumstances. But that simple equation and evaluation has been changed in the minds of younger generation. Those in power are oppressors. Those without power are victims. Does Israel have the right to fight against terrorists who commit atrocities? This involves a moral calculus. You must evaluate who acts virtuously and who acts viciously. He admits that no country is virtuous all the time. Israel seeks peace and in war doesn't specifically target civilians. Israel holds no kidnapped babies, nor does it steal billions of dollars of foreign aid. It is time to speak plainly. Murdering innocent people is wrong. Supporting them and cheering them on is also wrong. There is no justification for the atrocities that were committed last month against innocent Jewish citizens. An ideological approach to ethics that sees people as groups, tribes, and classes can blur the natural human reaction to evil, and that is why we see students attempting to justify what is unjustifiable. It fills the world with injustice. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.